it's rated, man. Let me see what you got, Tyler. Let me see if I can play this for you, this Tyler clip. Tyler, come on. I hope it ain't bad. Let's see what we got, Tyler. Hold on, guys. We'll continue. Let's play this real quick. 25 seconds. Here we go.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey,
Ashley.
It's Sam. How are you? I've been thinking about you. Are your tears ringing? Are you feeling warm? I just missed your energy and just your way of being, and just wanted you to know that I was thinking about you. And
all right, that's cool. All right, we're back. Got it, Tyler. All right. So, guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. We got you covered, man. We got you covered and all this other stuff, man. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. And guys, what we're doing and what we're talking about, if you guys are joining us, we're discussing why women lose interest in you guys out there. And let's go ahead and continue talking about why they lose interest in you and what can we do to kind of change all this stuff, okay? See, the thing is, for most of you guys out there, the only way to break the cycle is by creating the foundation. And the problem is, most of you guys out here are not motivated by yourself. And most of you guys are always looking for motivation through other things other than yourself. Because you, there is no belief in yourself to actually be motivated, okay? See, a lot of you guys out there always see people that are motivated all the time. And you're always asking yourself, well, what did they do to become so motivated? What can I do to be like that person? And it's not about being like that person, but what I'm trying to get you, all you guys that are listening to me, to do is to become your own motivation. The only way you're going to go, and thank you, 196 likes, the only way you're going to grow as a man is to have your own motivation. And to become your own motivation. Remember, guys, this is why I'm stressing. I'm the only YouTuber, because I created this. I'm the only YouTuber that's telling all you young men out there, start taking the me pill. When you start taking this, this is going to give you motivation. Your own pill that you have genetically engineered in your mind. And until you can do that, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere. You see what I'm saying? Shout out to Andrea. What's going on, A? What's going on, A? What's up? What's up? Yeah, but what I'm saying to you guys out here, all you guys that are listening to me, this is why it is very important for you guys to listen to what I'm saying. See, the problem is that most of you guys find motivation through books. Or you try to find motivation through going onto YouTube. And the problem is that the motivation through books and the motivation through YouTube is not going to motivate you at all when you are not motivating yourself, okay? Because most of you guys are consistently searching for one key insight that's going to help you become interesting through another man. And what I'm saying to you is you cannot become interesting to a woman until you become interesting to yourself. This is the key right ingredient, interesting to yourself. Because if everything you're saying is about a woman, how can you become interesting because everything you're doing is for a woman? Because, see, this is why I tell you I'm trying to get you to be a free thinker, and like that other guy couldn't understand. See, what works for one man doesn't work for the next man. So if that is actually the case, then why can't you think for yourself and create becoming an interesting person to yourself? This is why we do. This is what separates us from a lot of people out there, because we actually want you to think for yourself, okay? No, Afro. I said me pill. I didn't say red, because y'all are too busy taking them fake pills. I'm saying me pill. Me. So why would a woman pull away from you even though you're doing everything right and checking all the boxes? Okay, Peach, you're talking about an average guy? A woman won't pull away from me. Well, sometimes they'll pull away, but you mean an average guy? G-Man, I got you next. Remember, Peach, the checks you have or your want checks. I want a nice guy, check. I want a guy who's single, check. I want a guy that's this tall. Check. I want a guy to have this job. Check. Had to be this. Check. And that. Check. And this. Check. Romantic and all these other things, right? And as soon as you meet a guy that doesn't have women, you'll eventually find out why he doesn't have women, because that lie or that mask that he's holding in front of you is eventually going to fall. Okay, Peach, let me give you an example. Peach, you know right now that you have a bunch of guys that you can date right now. Come on. Don't tell me, no, Steve, that's not. Come on, Peach. I'm sure there's a bunch of guys hitting you up, even if it's like two or three of them, but I'm sure there's more. And you know they have everything on your want checklist, but if that's the case, why aren't you dating them? Because you and I both know they can't cut it. This is what's crazy about y'all women. Y'all know you don't. I keep telling you, you want somebody that has women. I know, hey, I tell all the women out there, y'all want someone that has women. You don't want anybody that's single. What is that going to do for you? You don't want anybody single. What? Let me keep reading this thing. A girl from, G-Man. Oh, you mean fucking with? But wait, G-Man. Do you mean y'all are hanging out? Are y'all hanging out? G-Man, are you smashing? I don't understand this question, G-Man. I need more because I don't know what that FW means. Wait a second. Look, whoa, wait, G. And everybody listen to me. I need y'all to write this down. Don't you ever, hey, when a woman says to you, you know what? You don't tell me how you feel. Can you just one time tell me how you feel? And as soon as you do that, she's going to lose respect for your fucking ass. You better not do that shit. You better not fall into that. You better not fall into that. Why can't you tell me how you feel? Well, okay, baby, I give in. Girl, I love you, and I want to be with you, and you're my sun moon. Hello? Hello? Or she'd be like, security! You better stop that. You better stop that, dude. Don't you talk about your emotions to no woman. You better stop that. And Peach, that's what I'm saying, man. What's missing is he's not a man. That's what you don't understand. You're never going to be satisfied with an average guy because the average guy is not interesting like the asshole is. The asshole is interesting. Lines are open. Let me check the lines. Sorry, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me bring in 404 real quick. 404, what's your question? That should be my thing. Security! What's up, 404? What's up, brother? How can I help you?
I was calling because there was this girl I'm dating right now. And last time we went on a date, I thought everything like went good.
All right, stop. Before you say, wait, stop. Tell us about the date. What happened on the date?
So I'd see it was going good because,
Well, wait. What did y'all talk about on the date? Fuck it, since you can't tell me where were y'all? No. Let's skip that. Fuck that. Let's go to the next that question. What were y'all talking about on the date? What you're talking about?
What we talked about is basically I was asking her about like what she's into, like. Okay, so I'm going to be honest. There was a lot of, like,
No. You asked her what question. Listen, give me a list of the questions you asked her. Did you find out what church she goes to, or religion? Like, give us all the questions you asked her. What are all the religions?
One of the questions I asked her was, I asked her about, like, how when I approached her, like, okay, so when I first approached you, like, I approached her on, like, this little trail or whatever like that. We was walking on this trail, and I approached her, and I asked her about, like, okay, so when I approached you, like, how was you feeling or whatever?
Wait. You asked her how she was feeling when you approached her, and you think the thing went good?
I think the thing went good because of how she was acting around me because she was touching.
Then what is your question then? If everything went good, what is your question?
My question is, so I texted her and she's like kind of ghosting me right now.
Well, wait. Says the guy that said, "Say, girl, what was you thinking when I approached you? How was you feeling?" Boy, that sure got her pussy wet. Are you serious? You actually think that asking that asinine question was supposed to get her turned on?
It was just supposed to be a question about, like to gauge how she was feeling about me.
How can she be interested in you? She doesn't even fucking know you. Hey, Jason Voorhees. Excuse me. Before I chop you up or chase you down,
okay, she could be attractive
over the floors, how do you feel about me right now? Are you serious?
That was just one of the questions, but she could be attracted to me. There's, like, physical attraction.
Wait. Says the girl that ghosted you. Boy, she really wants that dick, right?
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe. Wait. Wait a second. Wait. How old are you, big guy? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. You're 27 years old. Okay, so what other questions did you ask her other than that one?
So I asked her, questions I asked her is, does she have any tattoos or whatever like that? And I asked her that,
caller,
does she have any piercings or tattoos?
Wait, caller, let me ask you a million-dollar question. Do you give a fuck about that question?
I don't, but I wanted it
Wait. One thing at a time. You have to give me the back story. You said you don't. Do you know that she knows that you don't give a fuck about that question? Do you know that she knows? Okay, caller, listen to me. Women are not stupid. When you asked about her tattoo, she knew that you didn't give a fuck. Wait, caller. Let's be honest. Did you take her out to dinner?
I took her out to ice cream. Like, we went to ice cream.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Tell me, be honest. You're in game. You just wanted to fuck, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm glad for your honesty. I appreciate that. Okay. Do you not know that she knew all you wanted to do was fuck when she first met you, but she wanted to go out with you to see if she was even proving herself wrong and there was actually a guy out there that really wanted to get to know her? Do you see where you lost from the beginning? Okay, you don't see it. I know you don't see it. Let me help you. Okay, follow me on this. Okay. It's okay to say, damn, she's sexy, and damn, I like to hit it, right? That's okay. But what you did was you took it one step further when you let her into your mind. once you let her in, it was at that point that you felt like you had to say the right things because you were trying to impress her enough to want to sleep with you. But she was like, she's like, security! You know, she's spraying you in your face. You understand that?
Yeah.
Listen, you wanted to, okay, you wanted to fuck, which is okay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But you cloaked wanting to fuck with ice cream of, I really actually want to get to know you. You see what I'm saying? You why did you just tell her you wanted to fuck? Why? Listen,
So what am I supposed to do? Go up to a girl that I don't really know that much and just say, I just want to fuck?
Well, if that's all you want to do, why not say that? Because you're already getting fucked over by, okay, listen. Here's the thing. He's telling y'all guys, y'all listen to me. It's okay to want to fuck, but you show your experience of why she's not going to fuck with you because you have showed her through how you talk that you have no experience with women. Asking about her tattoos. You asked her elementary junior high school question. What was you thinking about when I walked up to you? Men don't talk that way. So she automatically knew that you didn't know what you're doing, and she automatically also knew that all you wanted to do was fuck. But all you were trying to do is impress her to try to think that, wow, he's actually interested in me. Man, I'm going to sleep with him. I mean, come on, that's what you were thinking, right, my brother? Come on, I'm not mad at you. Let's be honest. Come on. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, So let me show you where it's wrong. No, it's cool. I appreciate your honesty because a lot of motherfuckers be fighting me right now on this shit. Listen, I'm going to show you where you went wrong. Where you went wrong was not that you wanted to fuck. Where you went wrong is that's all you wanted to do was fuck. And listen, please understand, it's not a bad thing. But if all you wanted to do is fuck, you were better off saying let's fuck versus try to cloak, I want to fuck you with a date. Because at that point, you're trying to think she's stupid. You're like the wolf in sheep's clothing. You're trying to water yourself down to make her think that you're actually a good guy when she knows. Okay, listen. I hate giving these women credit.
So,
I'm going to give you credit. They know you want to fuck. Listen, they know you want to fuck. But do you want to know how you could have got the pussy? By withholding the dick from the market. See, you want to fuck so bad because you don't fuck enough or a lot. So what you did was you made it all about sex. So let me show you where you fucked up. You don't even see it. When you ask the who, what, where, what did you do for a living, when was your last boyfriend, what do you think about this, what do you think about that, you're showing her all you want to do is fuck her, and that's where you went wrong. Because you were talking at her, not to her. See, when you talk at her, you ask her a bunch of boring Bob interviewing questions, meaning that you think she's so stupid, she doesn't recognize you because, and guess what, caller? That woman you talked to, do you know how many yous came before you doing the same thing that you did, thinking y'all going to get some pussy? She ghosted you because, okay, listen, think about something real quick for this is deep. If she thinks she has morals and values and she has, she goes to church and she doesn't trust you, right? And all you want to do is fuck. What are you saying about her? What are you calling her? What are you saying to her? What are you calling her? Just think about it. If she's got morals and values and things really high of herself, right? And all you want to do is get into your house and fuck her, which is you can have that. That's your prerogative. That's cool. But what is the judgment you're placing on her? Think about this. This is deep. It's important. What judgment are you placing on her?
think it's a judgment that I'm placing on
no,
her.
No,
because...
no. Listen, you don't listen. You're trying to run for it. I'm trying to show you why she ghosted you. I know you don't want to hear this. I'm trying to get you to see it. The woman you talked to before you met her, she had morals and values. She had judgments. She had a religious compass, and she didn't trust you. So she had all that stuff, and you just want to fuck her. What judgment did you place on her? Someone who thought she had all those things. What judgment did you place on her when all you want to do is fuck her? Which I told you is okay, but you don't understand what you did. What's the judgment, big dog?
I think you want to say is that she's just like a piece of meat or something? Or
yeah, she's a slut, she's a whore, she ain't shit. That's what you told her. Without you didn't even realize you told her that. Because think about it. You wanted to fuck her, which is okay. I'm not knocking for that. But everything you were doing was trying to get her to your house. And she has met that guy before. And you are no different from all the other guys she has shot down, because all you guys do the exact same thing, thinking you're cloaking it on a date like you're actually interested in her. But when you start interviewing her and asking her those questions, it reinforces what you are.
Okay, so if you see a girl and you just want to fuck her, then you would, like, would you just, like...
Sure. Why would I wait? Why would I waste a date? Why the fuck would I waste my time? Now, I don't want to fuck them, but because I'm on a deeper shit, but why wouldn't I let her know I want to what do I gain from wasting my time taking her out knowing she ain't trying to fuck? Why would I waste my time? Why waste my time?
What am I supposed to do in that?
Just ask for what you want. You're going to get mad at her. I'm trying to prevent you from getting mad at her. See, guys, what you do is you try to cloak that you want to fuck, and then when she gets mad or leaves you or ghosts you like she did, then she's a bitch and she ain't shitting all that other stuff because she ain't giving up the pussy. Then you're saying, well, damn, I took that bitch out. See that? Then you get mad at her. I'm saying is, hey, why take her out if all you want to do is fight? Listen, if all you want to do is, see, listen, this is why y'all lose, because all you do is flood the market with dick, and that's why you ain't fucking, because you don't know game. If you had game, you wouldn't be trying to fuck her right off the bat. You would be showing her why she should be fucking you, but you ain't ready for that. So what I'm saying to you is, I'm not knocking you. Listen, I'm not knocking you. 917, I got you next. I'm not knocking you for wanting to fuck. Please listen to me. I am not knocking you, and I'm not shaming you. Please, that's not what this is about. What I'm trying to get you to see is the bigger picture, is that if that's all you want to do, okay, you don't realize how your mind fucks you over. The only one that's getting fucked in this whole thing is you. You want to know why? Because you are thinking about ways to fuck her, meaning she is in your mind rent-free. And if she's in your mind rent-free, then you're the one that's fucked, because you're trying to find ways to fuck her, and you ain't going to fuck. She ain't fucking you because you're not interesting enough to even fuck. Does that make any sense? Listen, even if she wanted to fuck you, she wouldn't, because you're not – okay, call her. Why should a woman fuck you?
Why should a woman?
Yeah. Why should she? What is it? What's in it for her? So you laughing? See, that's my whole point. Y'all think? See, I'm telling you, I'm cold at this. See, you don't even know why a woman should fuck you. So why should she fuck you? You can't even answer that question. But see, listen, young man. I'm not trying to knock you on this. I'm trying to open your eyes and help you. I really am. I'm trying to open your eyes. Okay. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm trying to get you to see that if you cannot or do not know what your skills are and why she should get with you, what return on the investment from you, then you're not interesting, which reinforces why you ask that woman, what did she think when I first walked in? Dog, do you understand that when you said that, her pussy dried up in her mind? You don't even understand that, do you?
When I asked the question?
When you asked her, what did you think or what did you feel when I came up to you? Do you understand you lost at that point?
I guess so. She seemed interested on the date.
Right. And the Oscar goes to, you see? And the Oscar goes to. You want to know why she seems interested? Because she's thinking of about a way to escape and get out of there as fast as she can so you don't put, and I have to say you will. I'm not saying you're going to put hands on her or anything like that. But they have got to be cautious because they have met guys like you, not you, but guys like you who hate the fact.
But she was actually putting hands on me. Like, she was kind of like.
What was she doing?
I feel like one of the things that I kind of failed on was not actually, like, initiating contact or like touching her.
So she touched you and you were like, ew, girl.
No, she touched me, but she touched me and I kind of let it be. But I was kind of. I'm not usually like a touchy type of person, so I don't really.
Don't you want to fuck? So how the fuck can okay, listen to me, and this is what you understand. See, you're nothing in the middle, and all you are is just trying to get her home and smash. Do you understand before you put the meat on the grill, you've got to marinate it to get it tender? You just don't grab it and put it on the grill. But see, listen to what you're saying. I'm not a touchy-feely person.
It's not like I asked her, do you want to fuck me?
She knew you wanted to fuck. She knew that before, even while you thought she didn't. She knew that, okay? But listen, when she touched you, where did she touch you at? Where did she touch you?
She touched me on my. It wasn't like a sex. It was kind of like, okay, yeah, ha-ha, or whatever, like that. Like that kind of touch.
And when she touched your thigh, what did you say? Or what did you do? Nothing, right?
No, I didn't do anything, no. But she was doing it a lot, and then she was kind of like, during the date, she was just like,
wait. So now do you understand where your inexperience comes at with women? Understand this, caller. What you are outside the bedroom is what she's going to perceive you in the bedroom. And if you're missing a mark and you can't read between the lines or she's touching your thigh, what do you think she's going to see you as in the bedroom? A 3-minute man that doesn't know what he's doing. Because you don't even know why she should fuck you. So it all makes sense now, doesn't it?
I guess so, but.
But what?
At the end of the date, she hugged me. Like it was a hug. It was like, okay, goodbye.
Hey, they hug their best gay friends all the time. It's beautiful. It's just smashing titties up against them. They do that with their gay guy friends. So what's what? What? Because she hugged you? What?
I'm not saying I was perfect on the date because I know there's things that
You gotta be perfect on the date because every move you make is perfect. There is no failure on the date. You gotta be 1,000% perfect because you are a perfect man. And if you don't believe that you're perfect because you can't, because you don't know what you're doing, but there are no slip-ups if you believe in what you're doing. So because you weren't perfect, because you asked a bunch of boring interviewing questions, she touched her leg a few times and you didn't know what to do, you just wanted to smash, and you took her for a slut or dirt under your shoe that was so gullible and stupid that she's actually going to believe that I care about her tattoos. You see what I'm saying?
No, I didn't have that in my mind. I feel like you're painting it in a bad light.
It was in her mind. Call it not yours, her mind. Not yours. She knew, dude, listen, I don't think you understand. The problem is she has met you before. She knows you before you even open your mouth. And what reinforced you is when you like, well, how did you feel when I first started talking to you? Do you really think, she, oh, my God, he's really going to pin my knees to my shoulders? Do you see how thirsty you don't even, okay, you don't see how subconsciously thirsty you were. You were trying to say everything you could to get her to be interested in you. Am I correct? Because that's the only way you'll get sex, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So wait, so yeah. Right. So in your mind, you think asking questions is going to show you're interested. See? That's where you failed. I'm never asking a woman a question. I don't give a flip. I don't care what she does for a living. I don't care about her tattoos. I don't care about what happened when we first met her. I don't care about any of that stuff. So I'm not going to ask those questions. I don't talk at women. I talk to women.
Okay, so what should I do? Should I just say, like, stuff about my, like, talk to her about myself and tell her?
You can't talk to her about someone you don't even know. You don't know yourself. Okay, was there a waiter when y'all were sitting down, did someone wait on you or did y'all go to the counter to get your ice cream?
No. When I got the ice cream, I picked a spot near this, under this tree where it was kind of alone. And
so wait,
you
got the ice cream and met her, or did y'all get the ice cream together?
No, we got it. We met at the place.
Okay.
I met her, like,
so you met and you got the ice cream together, right? Right?
Yeah.
So tell me what happened when you got to the cash register. You just asked for the ice cream, right?
Yeah, we just got ice cream. Yeah, I just paid for it.
Okay.
And,
all right. Wait. All right, let me show you the difference between a motherfucker with game, okay? Now, I'm in the bathroom brushing my cake-ass teeth, thinking about maybe the date that we're going to go on, maybe like it's a few days from now. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, scribe, you know what I'm going to do? When I get over to that counter, I'm going to make sure I tell the people at the counter the story of how we met. I'm going to spin her around, and then I'm going to tell them, bring me an extra spoon, because you know what? When I go in for the kiss, I want to make sure she knows that I want to know, does the ice cream she's about to eat taste better on her lips than it does the spoon? So that's going to be move number two. Move number one, I'm going to scribe, is when I see her, I'm going to give her a hug. I'm going to tell how sexy she looks, and I'm going to grab her hand. I'm going to walk her to the counter and then do move number two. Do you see the difference right there? I've already created what the fuck is going to happen. I am not sitting around letting life happen. And I like to have the butter brickle. And what would you like? Oh, she likes the, cookie dough? What does she got? Cookie dough or some shit? And then you take her to the tree, which is fine. I give you that. But after that, you crashed and burned. Because you didn't even get, there was no excitement when you first saw her. So tell me something that she said. Give me one thing that she said. What is one thing that she told you?
One thing that she told me when we met, or like?
No, we all underneath the tree. We all underneath the tree eating y'all ice cream. What did she say to you?
Okay, she asked me some questions or whatever like that.
What did she ask you? Give me one thing. What did she ask?
One thing she asked me was, do I have any, like, siblings or whatever? That's one thing she asked me.
What else?
What else she asked me? Trying to remember.
See, you can't even remember what she asked, and you see why the day was boring. You don't even remember the conversation. You can't even remember.
It was over a week ago.
Okay, wait. Can you tell me your second grade teacher?
Can I tell me something about my second grade teacher?
No. Wait. What school did you go to in the second grade?
Tell you the name of the school?
Yeah, what was the name of the school?
Or,
What's just the name of school? What was the name of school you went to in second grade?
Probably Pine Ridge. Pine Ridge.
Oh, Palm Ridge. Okay. So you figured that out, so you can't tell me what happened a few weeks ago? You can tell me the name of your school in the second grade, but you can't tell me what happened a few weeks ago? See what I'm saying, God? Yeah, come on. I got you now on 7X, but hold on. You see what I'm saying? So what did she talk to you about? What did y'all talk about? What is there another question she asked? What else did she ask you?
She asked me, another question she asked me was where I'm originally from. I told her I'm originally from New York, and we talked about that. When I asked her about the tattoo, she said she has like a few tattoos, I think it's sexy when a girl has like a tattoo like on her thigh or whatever like that, and she was like, yeah, I think it's cool, and I told her where I would like to get tattooed. I told her I would like to get tattooed like on my forearm, and I showed her my forearm, and she was like, okay, yeah, that's a cool place to get it, and
boy, she did really well. So what else are you talking about?
Question, like another follow-up question I asked her was, have you ever like approached a guy or whatever like that and like done that?
You literally asked her, has she ever approached a guy before? Are you, do you see where you're going wrong here? What is something she said to you, buddy? What is something she said to you? Hold on, 917, I got you. What is something she said to you?
What is something that she, okay, I was leading most of the conversation, like, with
you were leading
my
the interview questions. You were leading the interview. Did she say anything back to you? Did she ask you anything?
Yeah, she said things back to me, yeah.
Like
said,
what?
I'm trying to tell you, but you're saying you really asked that question? Okay, question.
I know you asked that cake-ass question. I'm saying, what did she say to you? What did she ask you?
Okay, she when I asked that question, she said, no, she's never done it. Oh, and I was like, no. Okay. Girls just don't. And she was just like, okay. Me and my friend had just had a conversation about this. Like, girls don't usually do that. There was one thing that I asked her. I didn't ask you what you asked her.
I'm asking you what she asked you, sir. I don't need to hear your interviewing questions. They're already bad as it is. What did she say? Ask you or say to you?
She said that.
I don't want to hear your questions.
So I think I slipped up on something. I said, okay, girls don't usually, females usually don't usually say that or come up to guys or like that. And she was just like, oh, you almost said females or whatever like that.
She said females don't go up to guys, right?
She said that.
Okay, stop. All right, H-Dog, I'm going to show you this right here. So she told me females don't go up to guys. What did you say again when she said that?
What did I say? I said, I just agreed.
Then you went to the next question. Then you went to the next question. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If she'd have told me females would go up to guys, I'm going to say, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that's why when I saw you, the first thing I thought to myself, you know what? She does have my curiosity. So let me go over there, introduce myself to her, and let her know why I want to get to know her in a more intimate way. And as I was walking over to you, I saw the nice curve of your body. I said, man, she does look sexy, but you know what? Sexy ain't enough to a man like me. And then I went over there, and I came over there, and this is why I'm talking to you right now. Because when I saw you, I wanted to see what was behind that smile. I wanted to see how you think. I want to know more about you. Matter of fact, what I'm here to do is find out things about you that you don't say to anybody else and see what's behind that smile. Do you see the difference between that and an interviewing question?
I do, but would you say something like that to a girl that you just want to fuck?
Then why don't you just say you want to fuck her then? That's what I'm saying. Why waste
I wouldn't say
all
that
this?
Because that's going to...
But why waste all the time and just get to you want you, you listen, whether you say I want to fuck in her face or whether you take her on a date and ask a bunch of them cupcake ass questions, you ain't fucking. Both things going to lead probably to the one thing and you ain't going to fuck. And if she fucks you and you ain't got no game, you better be careful about fucking that one. This is why you guys lose. Because you don't got a mouth because there's nothing about you interesting that she wants to fuck you, man. So I'm saying if all you want to do is fuck, why waste time? Why don't you get to the inevitable when you first meet her? Because you know, why wait? Why wait for a few days to take her out for her to dump you anyway? Why don't you just get it over now? Why not get it over with?
Okay, so I'm asking you what okay, you say you said that, but like you're not giving me any solutions. You're just saying
I am giving the solutions. I told you
this.
I talked to it, I gave you the solutions. I don't teach I keep telling you the solution is surface dweller. You're gonna have to come to Jesus moment and stop doing insanity and wake the fuck up and realize you gotta learn some game so you can have philosophical deep conversations with her where she wants to fuck you. You ain't gonna be able to fuck her, dog. You just ain't experienced enough. You have no game whatsoever. And it's a good thing she dumped you, because if she kept you around, she would only use you for your money, then throw you away.
I mean,
what?
I don't know what that is.
What's that? I can't hear you. What?
Like what? I called because I'm trying to learn.
You're not trying. I ain't selling you anything. If you want to be a student, become one. You don't have to be a student here. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just telling you, you're here because you know you're talking to a motherfucker that got motherfucking game and gets pussy. So you want to get where I'm at. I'm not trying to get where the fuck you at. So if you want to get where the fuck I'm at, then you know what you need to do. But I don't need to prove or explain myself to you. You need to fucking come over and learn from me. And that's where I think you got everything wrong. You want me to try to prove what the fuck we are. And if you can't see what the fuck I just said, even from what she said, from her not approaching a guy, and you can't see how much weight that would carry versus shit you saying, then you in the wrong place, big guy. Because
wouldn't carry weight. But I'm not saying that wouldn't carry weight. I'm just saying that you're telling me that I should be, tell her up front that I just want to fuck. But like she just knows that I want to fuck, or
they all know you want to fuck. They know what you. Yes,
okay,
they all
yeah.
know you wanna fuck.
I think that's clear. But I'm just saying that. I'm just saying
which
that.
Caller,
okay, so what should
you
I?
Don't
what should I
you're
say?
Saying, if, you're,
like,
you're
if,
saying,
if,
woman, you're a dumb motherfucker, and I'm gonna lie to you a little bit, and then you're gonna give me the pussy. That's how stupid you think they are.
I'm not lying to her. I've never lied to her.
But your intentions were not to get to know her. Okay, when you asked her to go on a date, what was the reason why you wanted to go on a date? Was it to get to know her, or was it to get to fuck her?
Yeah, I did want to get to know her a little, but yeah, the eventual.
No, you didn't. Oh my god!
The eventual thing was I wanted, like, Like I asked you early, I asked you, did you, like, if you saw a girl that you wanted to fuck and there was nothing else that you wanted to really do with that girl,
as a man, mindset motherfucker that gets pussy, I know the rules of the game. And I know she doesn't trust me. I know she has morals, ethics, and all that other shit. And I'm smart enough to play the game exactly right by seeing if she is worth my curiosity, my attention, my time, my respect, and then she gets the dick if she's lucky enough. That's why I get the pussy really fast. You are flooding the market with your desperation, neediness, and lack of experience, and they don't need you because they can find you anywhere, and that's what you're not understanding. I'm telling you, okay, I keep telling you, but you don't want to listen. Listen, it's okay to say I want to fuck her. That's okay. But as soon as you try to concoct a plan to try to fuck her, that's where you lose. Because then she's in your mind free. That means she's already, you're fucked. You're already done. Because you're trying to find a way to manipulate a situation and you're already manipulated by the motherfucking woman. And you don't even see it. Does that not make any sense?
It makes sense.
But.
Okay, so I keep asking you, like, okay, so I'm not trying. Okay, so yes, I'm not trying. Okay, if I wasn't trying to. Okay, let's say. Okay, you just explained to me how. Okay, I was trying to manipulate the situation. Okay, but how am I supposed to like how am I supposed to go about?
Didn't I tell you I'm brushing my teeth? I'm brushing my teeth. You know what? Scribe. When I see her, I'm going to grab her with my right hand around her waist. I'm going to bring her in. I'm going to look her and whisper in her ear how sexy she looks, how nice she smells. I'm going to back off, turn around my left hand, grab her hand, walk her to the damn counter. When I get to the counter, I'm going to tell the person at the counter how I met her and give me an extra spoon because that's when I'm going in for my kiss because I want to see if the ice cream tastes better off her lips than her fucking cup. This is before I even see her. Do you not see that? That's game. I've already got it set up. Everything is already set in place. I just got to move it in motion. Versus, what do you do for a living? And what did you think about when I walked over there? Do you not see what I'm saying? To have game is to think about the moves before they're even made. You don't make moves. You just ask.
I get that.
So then what are you asking me? I told you what. I gave you some game. So what are you talking about?
Okay, you did. Okay, that's cool. I'm just saying that you were saying that my whole problem was I was just treating her like she saw me and she knew that I was treating her like an object, like just a piece of meat or something like that.
Yes.
And
what's your question?
And
yes,
I guess like the interviewing questions were
reinforced,
were kind of apparent to her, and she knew she knew it all along.
Yeah, it reinforced it. It reinforced it. So once it reinforced it, she knew that you were done. She knew that this was going to be the last time that y'all were going to go out.
Okay. All right.
Because you were talking at her and not to her.
Okay, I get you.
So what you were saying was you don't have any experience with women. And a man that doesn't have experience with women is going to ask asinine questions because he actually thinks that that's going to get pussy. There's nothing, remember, interesting. Like, let me give you an example. When you met her, when did you meet her? Let's say what day? Let's say you met her on a Monday. Did you go out on a Sunday? When did you meet her?
I met her on, what day was it? I met her on a
Sunday.
All right, you got her information. What was the first text message you sent her?
The first text message I sent her was good morning, because I texted her.
Okay,
the next
then. All right, she said good morning back. Then what did you say?
Let me look at the text. Hold on.
Hold on, 917. Be patient. We got you, 917. Hang tight, 917. We got you, brother.
She said, okay, she said, good morning, good afternoon, how are you? And I said, hey, I'm good. I was just running errands. What you up to? That's what I said.
I'm just running errands. What are you up to? You know what I would have said? I said, wait, before I tell you what I'm doing, you know what? I got a bone to pick with you. Here I am minding my own business. Go and give me some excuse fairy crunch. And then I saw you. You know what? It was at that moment I had to make a decision. Do I go get my excuse fairy crunch and have you miss out on a man like me? Or do I go put my bid in? And that's why we are where we are right now. And then she would have said whatever the fuck she said, and I would have set that goddamn date up. Because I ain't wasting my time. You see the difference of talking to her versus asking her a boring-ass question? You see, you can't listen. Yeah, that's what I keep trying to tell you. Everything you do shows what you are or what you're not to the opponent. Every move you make, you were walking on eggshells. What are you up to? You don't even give a fuck what she's up to. I don't even give a fuck what she's up to. I'm not asking that shit because I don't give a fuck what she's up to. What she need to be up to is getting over there and getting to know me so she can suck my dick. That's what she should be up to. But see, I have worth and value. She's got to work for my dick. That's why I get it fast. You give it away for free. That's why she doesn't want it. Do you know why women like diamonds versus other stuff? Because diamonds are withheld from the market, sir. And when you withhold it from the market because you're experienced enough, you get it all the time, you don't have to go after it. And once they smell that you get women, that changes the dynamics of everything, because it's at that point she's got to work to get your attention. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. What I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to improve my game. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Maybe
okay. The only you can do that is be a student of the game. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to be a surgeon over a phone call. And that's your problem. That's your first mistake. How long have you been listening to me for?
For, I think, a few weeks, not too long.
Okay.
Not too long.
All right, a few weeks, cool. Okay. You got your puzzle pieces?
No.
Okay. So you know you don't want to learn, right? No, you just said you wanted to learn, but you don't want to learn. Does that make any sense?
No, I do want to learn.
Okay, wait. You say, okay, in order for you to be one with yourself, that means your thought and your behavior must be in line, okay? Can you understand that? Thought and behavior must be one. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You say you want to learn. I ask you, do you have your puzzle pieces? And you said no. So do you actually want to learn?
Yeah, I do. I don't know where the right place is.
You do know. You don't want. Okay, listen. What is the one thing I say every time I start the show? What is the one thing I tell all you guys to do if you want to learn game? What is the number one thing I say to do?
The number one thing.
Yep. You've been listening to me 2 weeks. I've said it for two weeks. I've said the same thing. So either you're lying and you don't listen to me, which is okay, but you don't want to learn. You can't even tell me what I say, because if you listen to me, I say it in the beginning of the show for years now, the same thing over and over again. If you want to start being a student, do this. And yet, you ain't doing it, so you don't want to learn. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I do want to learn. I just
no, okay.
Okay, so I've been listening for 2 weeks, but I don't always catch the beginning of your.
No, then wait, then listen. Look, this is why you fail. You are not a student or want to be a student. And for 2 weeks, I say the same thing. And if you listen to the show from the beginning, you would hear the same thing, which you, I guess you do, you don't. I'm not mad at that. That's none of my business. I'm saying to you is that what I tell all you guys out there to do is to show you why you ain't trying to fucking learn. Because if you can't follow the free fucking instructions that you have to begin the process of learning motherfucking game, then you're not trying to learn here. I'm telling you right now, you're not. I'm being honest with you. Because if you don't have your puzzle pieces, then you don't want to learn here. I'm being honest with you. You don't want to learn here. You want to learn it, but you don't want to learn it here. You don't want to learn game here.
Well, I just like heard of you. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Wait. I don't care if you heard of me or not. I got nothing but receipts on the front of my page. And every show you can see, I'm always spitting game and showing receipts and all this other stuff. So it's the fact that you don't know who I am. The question is, if you want to learn, you would learn. Don't waste your time. See, the problem is, this is why you're losing, is because you're hopping around everybody. Because, see, I'm the only one on fucking YouTube. The only one on YouTube telling you to go and get in your fucking car, go to the store, get a 100-piece puzzle set, go home, dump the puzzle, rip the box up, and start learning the game. Nobody says that. But yet, you don't want to do it. Don't do it now. It's cool. But I'm saying is, you don't want to learn. This is what separates us from everybody else. Because I'm not trying to be like somebody else. I'm giving you original shit. Because the only way you're going to be able to get to where you need to be is to communicate with yourself. And the only way to do it is find a way that's easy for you to do it. But you don't want to learn. You say you want to learn, but you don't want to.
I do want to learn. I don't know why you're saying that.
Right,
I don't.
No. You're right. You're trying to see if I'm real. And I think I see what he's saying. You're trying to figure out, is he real or is he a fake guy or a guru or something, right? Right? That's your,
yeah,
again, Okay. If that's the case, what motherfucker do you know to tell you to go get your puzzle pieces and learn for yourself so you can communicate with yourself? You think I'm a fake fucking guru? Who the fuck do you know would tell somebody to do that?
No, I never said that. I never said that. I'm just looking. Like, you have a lot of videos, but
brother,
like,
oh, so what?
Just 2 weeks.
So what? It doesn't matter what I have. If I tell you, if you want to be a student of this game I'm teaching here, to do the one thing that nobody on YouTube is telling you to do, and you don't want to do it, then it's cool. I'm not mad. This just isn't for you.
I never said I don't want to do that.
No, if you want, but you said you want to learn game. Did you not say you want to know game? If you want to know game, don't you think you would get off your lazy fucking ass and follow what I'm telling you to do? I'm not telling you to kill anybody. I'm not telling you to hurt anybody. I'm telling you to learn this to begin the process of doing the one thing that we're teaching you, and that is communicate with yourself. But you don't see any value in it, so you didn't do it.
It's not that I didn't see any value in it. It's just I didn't really know of it. I didn't really know.
How can you not know if I tell you to do it every show? I've been saying this. I'm a broken record every show. Same thing over and over again. Again, it's okay. I'm not mad at you. You just don't want to learn game here. It's no big deal. I'm not the right. You're not. Listen, hey, look, this is not the right place for you. We cultivate men here, and you don't want to be cultivated because everything you're doing is saying, poor me. instead of getting off your lazy fucking ass and doing what you're told to do. Because if you can't do the free shit, I'm telling you, you ain't going to do the real shit that you got to pay for. You can't even do the free shit.
Well, I haven't heard of the free shit. I skimmed through everything in 2 weeks.
Wait. Who says you got to skim? All you got to do is press play and listen to one show and hear that shit. What do you mean skim? See, you skim, which shows that you ain't here. All right, listen. Every behavior you're showing is showing your truth. And it's okay. I'm not mad at you. There's no judgments here. This is just not the right place for you. You just need to find somebody that can go at your speed. But we're on a different level of fucking game over here. And we are all about freeing our mind to be our own fucking man. And you don't want that because your behaviors are showing skimming through, being lazy, not going and following through shit. You just ain't got the makeup to do it, big guy. That's all. It's no knock on you. It's just you don't have the makeup to do it, brother.
I don't see how you jump to that big of a conclusion. Like,
you want me to tell why I'm allowed to jump to that conclusion? Because when I was 9 fucking years old, and I had the opportunity to get under a mentor to learn game, that mentor gave me an option. Do you want money? We all wanted money. He dug in his fucking pocket and threw pennies, dimes, and nickels on the concrete. And I got on my fucking knees, scraped up, trying to get pennies and nickels because my thoughts were in line with my fucking behaviors. And that's why I became a student. Because you can't be a student in this place here if your thoughts ain't in line with your behaviors. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you a 27-year-old man versus me a 9-year-old kid. If I could do it at 9, you could do it at 27. There's no excuses. And that's why I'm telling you. I am not mad at you. You are just, you can stay here as long as you want, hang out. But I'm just telling you, you're wasting your time. You're better off finding another guy to teach you how to be lazy as fuck and be shiftless and ask a bunch of stupid shit. Over here, my students, we learn game because our thoughts are in line with our behaviors. And we're not lazy. We follow instructions and we learn. And that's the truth. So assumptions, what you mean make an assumption? Because if I had to do that shit at 9, you don't think I can see you ain't trying to do that shit at 27?
Telling you, I'm not, what do you mean I'm not trying to do it? I am trying to do it. I don't even, like,
right, you know,
I haven't
problem
even, like,
right, looked at you know, problem, you know what problem number two is? You just want to fuck women. I can't teach you that. That's beneath us. So this is why you can't even be here. Because all you are is desperate and needy. We don't teach guys how to fuck women. See that? So that I can't help you. You just want to learn how to fuck women. I can't help you. I can't teach
you
that.
You said there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say, right, there's nothing wrong with that, but I can't teach that. I cannot, that's beneath me. I'm not teaching my guys that kindergarten-ass shit. Why would I do my guys a disservice? I'm one of the only motherfuckers that teach you how to get women to fuck you. Ain't nobody talking like we are. So what I'm saying is that what you want
is not...
Well,
how do you do that then?
Well, again, your fucking puzzle pieces. But you can't see that shit because you ain't following directions.
But I haven't even heard it. I haven't even heard it before.
Oh, my God.
I'm not following... Telling me I haven't followed directions, but I haven't even heard of it.
If you've been listening to me, why aren't you listening to the whole show? Why are you skimming through the show?
Sometimes I don't catch it.
Sometimes? Well, then why? Why? Why would you skim? That shows you're not ready. Dude, you got to understand how cold we are on this motherfucker. You're showing why you're not a student, dog. It's okay. You skim. So that means you try to cheat and hurry up shit. There is no discipline which your puzzles would teach you. There's
I'm
no passion which your puzzles would teach you.
I'm not trying to cheat or skim through. Like, no, I said that, but I'm not trying to, because I don't know. I don't really know what you're about. I'm just trying to figure
then
that out real quick.
No,
but I haven't.
I'm telling you,
I
ain't about shit.
The
no, listen, that's right.
Something...
That's right. If you don't know, then don't worry. We ain't about shit. So don't mess with us. We don't know what the fuck we're doing over here. We're a waste of your time.
I'm telling you right now. You don't know what you're doing.
No, we don't. Because if you actually knew we knew shit, you would start from the fucking zero and press play, because every fucking show has nothing but laced game from the moment we start to the moment we fucking finish. But you would know that if you were a student and listen to shit first. Start to finish. It's cool, man. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm going to keep going and talk to the guys, but listen. Good luck in your endeavors, man. I wish you the best. I hope you find somebody that can help you with your problems, but we just can't help you, dog. We can't help you over here, man.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, take care of yourself, buddy. Good luck to you, brother. Peace out, man. All right, there we go, guys. We're good. Anyway, y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. Lines are open. But, gentlemen, this is what I'm saying. I keep saying to y'all guys out here, this ain't for everybody, okay? Okay? What we teach is something totally different. There is nobody on YouTube that talks about the puzzles. There's nobody on YouTube that talks about your bed. There's no one on YouTube that tells you about the wine above your bed, the shower lights, the easel, the motherfucking photos on the wall. There's nobody that tells you about sexoween. There's nobody that teach you Easter game. Nobody does what the fuck we do. And if you can't see it, then this ain't for you. And I'm going to keep it a buck. This ain't for you. But for those that follow instruction and those that realize what we teach is totally different, then they win. But see, listen, I wasn't a dick to that young man. At least we're being honest with him. I told him that it wasn't for him. And that was being kind. I didn't be mean to him. And again, see, y'all will learn even in the book that's coming out. Y'all will learn you can't buy your way in the game. Y'all people think that just because you can either pay your way in or think someone lets you in, that y'all understand, man. You gotta be one with mind and behavior. This, you just can't get in. That's why I love that we're a small group of people. Okay? And G-Man, you lose to G-Man. I don't even understand, man. Y'all see what I'm talking about, guys? Do y'all see what the fuck I'm talking about? I don't even know, G-Man, why you're here as well. Because the only reason you're trying to get in a girl's mind is because you just want to have sex with her. This ain't for you, dog. Listen to you. Yeah, y'all always show why y'all ain't doing shit, man. Come on. Next call, if the next call you want to call in, I know 917 wanted to call in. So if he wants to call in, we'll let him back in. We'll do a few more hour, half hour, whatever. If you want to call in, lines are open. But, yeah, hey, Jeremy. That's what they don't understand, why they lose. Everything you're doing is for a fucking woman, and I can't teach you. I don't teach you to do shit for women. I don't know why y'all think the game I teach is for women. It's not. We're successful because we don't make the shit of women. But as I showed you guys a second ago, or I can show you this right here, I mean, come on, man. I mean, there's so many, and again, I can show you, I mean, I have so many of these things with so many women, it's ridiculous. And how can you tell me you don't want women to talk to you this way? How can you literally say you do not want women to talk to you this way because you never thought in your wildest dreams that they can talk to you this way? But again, there's nobody that has told you on YouTube that as soon as you make it about trying to trick and trying to plan on getting pussy, you already lost. And they still don't understand that. They still don't want. I told you, your best thing to do is just ask for what you want. You better off asking for what you want, dog. And I'm serious. You better off just asking what you want. You better, because I don't want you wasting your money. You don't want to lose that. What the fuck is this? Lines open if y'all want to call in. We're going to continue this shit. Y'all got any questions? Put a Q. Put a Q. That's what a lot of young men, remember I told you, all that are listening to me, y'all have to understand what we're teaching you here is on some deep shit. And you have to understand, gentlemen, that because of what you feel about yourself, you are creating your reality and a perception that is your truth. It's not the truth. And this is why you guys lose, because you keep reinforcing that thirsty-ass thought because you're not even working on yourselves. I am the only YouTuber that has told you guys we are in the second half of the year. I am the only YouTuber that told you you have wasted 6 months and 21 days because all you've been doing is looking for bullshit-ass motivation, fake lies, and gimmicks. And y'all are constantly searching for one key insight that you think is going to help you be a man. Jesus Christ. 772, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, all right. So I was the one G-man that was asking you, asking you about how to get inside a woman's mind. All right. So about that, I'm not saying, because you were saying that I was.
G-man, I can only take you for what you write. G-man, listen. I only take you for what you write, and that's your truth. Because you wouldn't have said that shit if you didn't. Listen, there's no reason to justify it, G. You just want to fuck women. So you want to get in their mind to fuck. That's it. So why don't you just fuck? This ain't. Let's be honest, brother. You asked that question because you're trying to figure a way to fuck them women.
Okay, so I get. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, but what's your question? What's up? Look, G-Man, I just see young up. G-Man, I just told this motherfucker I was talking to, as soon as you make it about women, you lose. And yet, you say the same fucking thing. I don't. Dude, I make this shit kindergarten. I swear to God. I make this shit kindergarten, dog. I bullshit you not. Why does she keep trying to keep in contact with me 5 years after me leaving her? Every month for a year, I get a call from her. She talks about the good times when I pick up and start ignoring her. Fit your line. My question is, why do you give a fuck? Why are you at Fit? You're better asking me, why did a squirrel outside your yard run from the left side of the yard to the right one? Versus asking me this asinine question. Please don't ask me no soft cupcake-ass shit like this. My God, man. Y'all, man, it's like I told you don't try to show off, man. But anyway, like I was saying to you guys is, okay, the reason why we do what we do and the reason why we try to get you to work on your puzzle pieces is because you have to understand what works for one person will not work for another person. And that's why we try to tailor make your thoughts to your thoughts and not try to be like us. And y'all don't even see it. Because every fucking gimmick, motivation, and manipulation that you get comes with a secret bullshit-ass formula that fucks you over. The reality that I try to show you guys is that once you learn how to tailor make your bid to you, you're the letter A because it's your bid. But you know, and I'll be honest with you, it's the hardest thing to do when y'all, we do the coaching session. It is the hardest thing to do. 100 out of 100%, everybody that works on a bid gets stumped when it comes to tailor making it. And it's hard. It's not as easy as y'all think it is. But once you get it down, you'll be good. But see, what I'm trying to get all you young men to see, okay, and y'all lines are open if y'all have a question. What I'm trying to get y'all to see, gentlemen, are what I call markers in your mind. And the marker is like either a gust of wind or a compass to move you forward instead of keeping you stagnant. But you can't see what I'm showing you if you don't follow instruction. See, the man that wants, the man that says he wants to learn game and does it his own way, does it his own way. You see what I'm saying? What is your bid? Your bid is the letter A and the number one. And what your bid is simply this. See, your problem and everybody's problem, I mean, you asked a question. Please next time put a Q in there. But I mean, you put a question mark. But Mac Jack, please put a question there. I will tell you why you guys go wrong. The reason why you go wrong is because your worship of women is so great and the lack of self-worth you have for yourself is so low, is that you feel that you have to actually tailor make a conversation to every woman. And that shows why you automatically lose because of the worship of the woman. Once you learn your bid, it's what you say all the time. You will say it every time you talk to a woman, just like you counting from 1 to 5. It never changes. It never changes. The only thing that's going to change is some adjustments you got to make that we go over in the coaching session. But it never changes because your bid is the letter A. A man should never have to change what he says to a fucking woman. And the problem is y'all are constantly changing what you're saying to women. And you don't even realize you're doing that because you don't even realize how thirsty and needy most of you guys are. So that's what it is. We don't approach women over this motherfucker. We put our bid in. That's what's different than what we do than everybody. We put our bid in. We don't approach motherfucking women. But that's what we say, man. But if y'all want to call in, lines are open. We're chopping it up. But as I was saying before, y'all lines are open. We got a question for the Q in there. But what I'm saying is okay, I just seen you join. Okay, but what I'm saying is this. Oh. See, gentlemen, when you learn game and actually learn game and get out of your own way, and that's really the biggest problem. The really biggest problem for most of you guys is that you think your ego and your self-importance is so great that you choose not to listen. And like I said before, the greatest example is all you guys act like Daniel from Karate Kid. That is all you guys are doing. See, you're not supposed to learn game in one fell swoop. Game has to be slowly indoctrinated into you because the game is fighting against a mindset that you have laid down, that you have put a protect. You're the pig with the house made of bricks. We've got to slowly chip those fucking bricks down. We got to slowly pull those walls down. The game has got to pull out all the red pill, asbestos, mold, mildew, all your desperation, all your fucking, all this shit. We got to get all that shit out. And that's why it takes time. That's why I tell you guys, if y'all think it's a quick fix, y'all in the wrong place. Because there ain't no quick fix to the game. There ain't no quick fix to the game. There's not. Okay? Carlos asked a question. At what point does one realize he's been saying, well, okay, in order to be accepted to the game, you must come in as a student to the game and be humble and be willing to learn and ready to go forth and study. But the thing about those that have game, they're not going to beg somebody to come in their Taekwondo dojo, so to speak, but they're not going to beg you to come in. They're not. 770, let me bring you in real quick, sir. 770, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right, so I got a question, basically. All right, so this is my question, basically. So, you know, I've been fucking with a shawty or whatever.
Wait,
and she's no, cool
or
whatever.
Please stop. That's not a question. That's a statement.
All right, well, it's not a question. I got a statement.
Ask a question. Well, then, what's your statement? Why are you ask? Why I don't? I'm not here for statements. I'm here for questions. What is your question? I don't need to hear your statements. Your statements are boring and weak. So, what is your question so I can help you? What is your question?
You ain't let me get to that,
brother.
You got to give me a second, brother. Let me break it down.
I don't need to give you a second because your statement is not going to matter. That's your problem.
Why you say that?
Okay, listen. Just hearing your voice, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You ain't got no game. You ain't got no mouthpiece, and you ain't got shit going for you. So
I do.
Hey, stop. If that's the case, then you wouldn't be calling me, would you? Would you?
Nah, listen. Do you not listen? I called you because, first of all, I seen your show. I fuck with your show, you feel me? I seen you mixed up with Taekwondo and all that.
Give me a statement real quick. You got a 10-second statement and ask your question. What is your statement?
All right, so basically this is my statement. So I was fucking with a shorty, whatever. Everything was cool from the beginning or whatever. But then after I fell back, like, somewhat I fell back off of her a little bit, but then we got back cool again. But everything, the vibe is not the same. You feel me? Like, she made it her mission to get back into my life. But once I gave her that end to get back in my life, even though after the fact that we stopped fucking with each other, it's like the vibe and the energy is not the same how it was from the beginning. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, should I just leave it alone? Like, you feel me? Don't get me wrong. Like, the pussy fire.
You ain't got no fucking game. You whack as fuck, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Did I not answer your fucking answer before you told me that weak-ass statement? Did I not tell you? Listen to this bitch-ass shit you're saying. I'm saying with love. Listen to this weak-ass shit you're asking me. Are you serious?
I was that weak. I was just trying to get a perspective from another, you
There's
feel me, from
no
a male to male, you feel me?
I answered you before you even made the statement. So what is your question again? What is your question again, Service Dweller? Should you what? Give up on what? All
right, so what's the point? Listen. All right, so what's the point you getting to? Because you basically saying, all right, you basically answered my question like you said. It's irrelevant, basically. That's basically what you're saying.
What is your question? No, I said your statement is irrelevant because I already know you ain't got no goddamn game. So what is your question again, Dweller?
You don't even know me, though. How you know I don't got no game?
I don't need to know you like these women. You tell me your story as soon as you open up your cake-ass mouth. Listen to what you say. I met a girl, and she did this, and this is what happened. Should I let her go? Are you fucking serious? Are you serious? So what is your question, man?
Listen.
What is your question? What is your question, sir?
You ain't even let me get to
okay,
it,
hang
but
up,
it's like,
hang up.
You know
hang
what?
Up on me. Just hang up. There you go. Get the fuck off my phone. You see what I'm saying? Did I not call that shit before he even told me the statement? Did I not tell you guys this motherfucker ain't got no game? Well, Steve, there was this girl, and, you know, she started talking to me, and then she went away, Steve, and then she came back. I mean, Steve, what should I do? Get the fuck out of here. Come on, man. Jesus Christ. Guys, you see why I just say as I don't need, listen, I'm bad enough. I don't need the story. Just ask the question. I don't need to hear the bitch ass story that's going to end in, well, what should I do? I don't need to hear that shit. Just ask your question, man. Jesus Christ. Okay. Why do women say, sorry, I'm just nervous on the first date when I'm speaking to them? The truth is you're so fucking creepy that they say they're nervous because they don't know if you're going to fucking knock them out, drug them, or put chloroform on their towel, put it on their face. That's why they're nervous. It's not because you have game. It's not because you have game. It's because they don't know what you're going to do to them because they don't trust you enough because you probably come off desperate, needy, and thirsty. Let me bring in the next caller. Area code 770. What is your question, sir? What's up?
Oh, damn it.
What's up, man?
Just listen. So it ain't even about that no more. It ain't even about that. I just wanted to say you a funny ass nigga and I fuck with your show, gang. That's it, bro. It was no pressure, no none of that. You feel me?
I'm not trying to be funny. Y'all need help. I'm being serious. With your
nah,
ass.
I feel
okay,
you.
Wait. Let's do this over. Watch this. Let's see how much game you have. Wait, give me a question real quick. What's your question? You said she left and came back?
Nah, yeah, she came back.
And your question is what?
Well, you'd already answered the question. It don't even matter.
No. We're going to see something. I'm going to show you something else. What's your question?
The question was, you feel me, like, I feel like I'm, well, it wasn't even really a question. I basically was just trying to get another perspective. I basically feel like I was just wasting my time even
anymore. Hey, wait, call her. Do you want to solve this? I can help you out. If you actually have game, I got one for you. Something different. I won't even yell at you.
I'm listening. What's up?
Call her right now. Tell her, come over to my house. If not, you're wasting my fucking time and lose my number. Call her right now and tell her.
To come over to my house, or if not, then she's wasting my fucking time?
Yeah, well, of course. That's what you said. You said she wasted your time, so let's get to the nitty-gritty. Tell her, come on over and suck your dick. Go ahead. Go. Do it. I mean, you got game, right? Go ahead and call her right now. Tell her, come over.
I could do that, but I'm just saying, I just got off the phone with her and shit like that. She got a whole daughter, so it's like that's not gonna happen.
Call her and say, you know what? When are you free to suck my dick? Go ahead and call her right now. Tell her you when you gonna be free. No, I don't. No.
Hold
you up. Call. Listen. You know what the real. You know all right, the
rule. I'm finna do it.
All right, do it right now. Tell her I want. Hey, give me time. Give me time when I come over and you come over and suck my dick. Or tonight when you put the baby down.
Bet.
You got 20 seconds. Start now.
Bet.
19. All right.
Hold on.
17. 16.
Yeah.
14.
First of all, why you answer the phone like that?
11, 10.
9. All right. So listen. So when you gonna come over and you feel me treat a nigga right? Hey, shit.
He bullshit. He came. You know, he said, where is Thumpkin? Where is Thumpkin? Here I... Do you think we boo-boo the fool? Make the fuck out of here. That motherfucker like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, girl. You gonna mess with girl? Yeah, girl. Yeah. I said this girl. Come on, man. Jesus Christ, man. I don't want to hear that shit. All right, guys. Let's keep going, man. Let me get this question. William asked a question. And let me see another question. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and call in if y'all want to. We got you covered. He says, I've always been good at talking to women and easy to hook up, but I'm learning more about myself in the game by listening to you. Appreciate you. William, I appreciate that. I won't even make a comment. I appreciate what you're saying. I'm going to leave you alone because y'all can't handle this ism we spitting over here because y'all just getting y'all feelings and shit. So, guys, y'all had a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered and everything, man. If you guys want to call in, the lines are open, and we got you covered if you want to. But we are here talking about game. We welcome all those that are here, okay? Big has a question. Big says, I've been with some girls who don't like the term fucking. I like to refer to sex as making love. Big G, can I ask you a question, sir? And I'm not trying to be a dick, but it's going to sound like I'm a dick. Why do you have a photo of a woman on your picture? Why do you have a photo of a woman, please? I need you to answer that question. Something is wrong. Why would you have a photo of a woman that you ain't even smashing as a pitcher? Okay, I need you to answer that question. That's even more important what you're saying. See, here's the thing that we try to show you here at the Man Mindset. The thing about most of you guys out here, okay, is that most of you guys, based off of your perception and your reality and your lack of self-worth and your fear of women, each one of you guys are all different, okay? So that means it's hard to give you one thing for all you guys to implement at the same time. That's why we try to talk to you as an individual to take whatever you need and work on your thing at your time on your pace, okay? Because what y'all are doing is y'all are trying to be motivated or off of a false and fake motivation and not game, okay? And that's some of the problems a lot of you guys are having, okay? We want you guys, okay? We want you guys to win, okay? And JG says, what is the fireplace and why is it important to do in the puzzles? It's not, Joshua. Don't do it. It's not. Joshua, don't. Joshua, I'm being honest with you, don't worry about it. It ain't for Joshua. It ain't for you. Joshua, listen. All y'all guys, listen to me. Let me tell y'all something. Let me explain why this ain't for a lot of you guys. What I teach ain't for a lot of you guys. And allow me to explain why, because I don't think you understand, Joshua. Let me help you out. Joshua, what I need you to do, I'm going to give you and all you guys out there that ask this asinine question to please watch The Karate Kid. Please, that'll be your homework assignment. Watch The Karate Kid. Because you don't understand that your mind is why you will never be a student of the game, because you want to be told what to do versus finding out yourself what to do. Got me, G. Exactly. Again, if you watch The Karate Kid, for those that are watching me, Daniel was told that he was going to learn karate. Daniel was then told to wash and dry, wax on and wax off the vehicles. Daniel, because he thought karate was kicks and punches, started questioning the mentor. Okay? All right? Hey, I appreciate it, JB. Thank you for the super chat, man. Thank you very much, sir. I'm saying to you guys out here, listen, I got love for you guys, and I want you guys to win. But you cannot win when you want somebody to hold your hand to the game. And if you're asking the question of why, then I can't help you, because you're going to be like Daniel. Every time you're told to do something, you're going to question it. Why do I have to do the puzzle pieces? What does that mean? Wait, how are the puzzle pieces going to help me learn game? Why do I got to do the puzzle pieces? Why do I got to put the wine above my bed? Why do I got to do the lights? Why do I got to learn how to cook? Why do I got to do poetry? I mean, why do I got to do that, Steve? I don't want to do that. Are you fucking serious? We got to 5 minutes to go, G. 5 minutes ago. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, that in order to be students of the game, you got to actually want to learn game, okay? Hey, Carl Thomas, you can watch the old one or you can watch the new one. It's the same thing. Jackie Chan and Daniel or Pat Morita, well, both of them, they were always questioned. Why do I have to clean? Why do I have to do this? This ain't karate. Karate should be kicks and punches. But that's why y'all can never be a student of the game, because what the fuck you think does not fucking matter. Now say that with love. What you think doesn't matter, because your thoughts are why you ain't got no game. And this is why a lot of you guys lose. Because a lot of you guys in here sit around and say, you know what? That's just a great metaphor. Wow. And I always tell you, Tom, it's not a metaphor. I'm telling you, do it. As I said before, all you guys out here, appreciate you guys. Guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last. That's what the show is about. Live every day like it is your last. You work and strive. And guess what, gentlemen? Guess what? Nobody on YouTube tells you about the graveyard but us. And if one cannot say to himself, well, damn, this motherfucker's saying shit I never heard before, don't you think it's something that you want to check out? Especially when the motherfucker that you're listening to tells you, I'm trying to teach you how to think for yourself. I don't know that question, MVP, because I don't know what you like to drink, brother. Don't ask me that. I don't know. I can't help you. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, man. Look, because I know all you want to do is fuck, dude. Come on, stop. Stop playing. I know all you want to do is smash. That's what most of you guys want to do is just smash. And y'all not going to do that. Y'all not going to smash, man. Y'all not going to get to that point of smashing. You're asking a question, but all you're trying to do is smash. And that's the problem. So, guys, y'all need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Make sure y'all leave a name and a number. Y'all get back to me as soon as you can. We got you, but you gotta learn game. We got you, okay? Well, Carl, just watch it. I'm just saying watch it, okay? That's all. If you watch it, you're good. If not, you're not, okay? That's it, okay? So if you can watch it, that's cool. If not, that's cool. I'm not here to – I can't force you to do something that you don't want to do. Can I do that? Okay? We can't do that. But the one thing we can do is show you how to think for yourself. And until you guys for yourself, you'll never understand the depth of game. Because all you want to do is have sex, and you're just flooding the market with something women just don't even want. But y'all always want to learn – questions and all that other stuff. It just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. The only way it's going to work for you is you just absolutely pushing yourself beyond who you are as a man. And that's what we're talking about. All right, man. So what is our, we got 5 seconds left before we get to our count. We are about to get our count. Okay. What's our count, freelance? We're at the four. What's our count, freelance? What's our count? All right, so we got 297. That's our count. Okay. So I guess y'all did break the record. Okay. So we'll mark y'all. All right, y'all got the record. I'll mark it, and I will change it. Guys, y'all got the record. Okay. I congratulate all you guys out there. Y'all guys have the record. Okay. Congratulations. We will change it. What is it? 621. Let me write that down. 621. I will change the thing up here. 621. I will give y'all the credit. I just got to write it down. Let me find something to write that shit down. Now. Oh, man. Hold on. That's my water. All right. So where we – oh, Jesus. Come on, guys. Y'all are going crazy. I'm going to stop it. All right. I'll give y'all 307. Fuck it. I'll give y'all 307. We'll start right there. I got y'all 307. Okay. So we will change it. We'll change it to 307. But, gentlemen, it's not about the likes. It's about the information that you guys are giving, okay? Y'all did it. I'm proud of you guys. Y'all have the record, and you will be announced, okay? You will be announced starting tomorrow. This will go down. Y'all have the record at 3. We stop at 307. We'll give y'all the record. Y'all part of the deal. All right, guys, so if y'all need to get at me at the – wait, hold on a second. 770, please, I'm hanging up on you. I'm hanging up, dog. You're bullshit. Get off our phone. Don't even call, man. All right, but that – hey, thank you all you guys. Listen, like I said before, we got you covered. We're going to continue. We got a show tomorrow. So make sure y'all check out the show tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we're going to keep the tradition going and spitting game like we always do. Guys, y'all are great men. I appreciate all you guys out here. I might be hard on you. It's because I see more value and worth in you than you see yourselves. And when you start seeing the value in yourself, everything is going to change. When you start seeing the value in yourself, it'll change. I see it in you. You got to start seeing yourself. Gentlemen, hey, tip your glasses up. Y'all are great. Y'all are great, man. I appreciate all you guys out there. And we will see you guys tomorrow.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now we're dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best.
Sigh, you think I was gonna leave you motherfuckers without doing the fucking shout out? Wait, get your sales ready, bitches. Y'all think I was just gonna leave you hanging? You think I was gonna leave you hanging? You think I'm gonna leave you guys hanging? I got you, motherfuckers. Let's get the music going. Hold on. Let's get it going. God damn, you know I ain't going to leave you guys hanging. You know I ain't going to leave my chat room dogs hanging. All my chat room dogs who hung around. Everybody else ran. Let me find it. We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. They left. Let's get it right. Let's get the music turned up. Let's get it right. Bernie, stop it, Bernie. Not yet. I got to call it, Bernie. Hold on. Let me set it up for y'all, motherfuckers. Hold on. Let me set it up for y'all. Let's get the music playing. Let's set it up for y'all, my chat room dogs. Y'all hung around. Y'all got the record. Y'all think I was just going to let y'all go like that? Come on, man. What kind of whore do you take me for? All right, guys. Let's get this music going. Let's find a beat. And let's go ahead and give a shout-out to all you guys out there. Let's see here. Let's see if we can find a beat here. Nah, I like that one. Wait, we have to use that for that. Ugh. I guess I'm gonna go with this shit. Drop top, can't take a hit with a trip. Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you bit your lip. Hit you from the backside while you grasp for a grip. Smack that ass three times and grab you on the hip. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here, let me talk to you one time. Hold on, I can't get into the beat of this. Every time I see you, I got to move, I got to groove. I'm trying to do nasty things to put you in the mood. I want to get that pussy, baby, all you down. I want to get your mind wet, so turn around. I want to be the one, be the fucking man, be the fucking fantasy. Make you do nasty things. Come get with me. Unlock that dirty side. Show me what's in store, baby. I'm trying to get with the beat. I can't get with this beat. I'm trying to get with the beat. Oh, fuck it. Let's get to the end. Fuck it. I can't get to the beat. Hey, sexy baby, you're looking so fine. Bring that ass over here and let me blow your mind. I'm a nasty ass man. Let me be your fantasy. Before I do that, chat room, get with me. Romper, bumper, stomper, boom. It's time to give love to the motherfucking chat room. Rub her booty. Is it hot or is it cold? Pull her hair, smack her ass, and give me an area code. Let's get your area codes. Hit me with your area codes. Let's get it. All right, G the Great is in 239. Hey, give me your area codes at TikTok. I'll say where you're at. We got Norway in the house. All right, give me your area codes. We got Buffalo in the house. RC, shout out to you in the house. JB, shout out to you. Jeremy, shout out to you in the 770. CG in the 305. TB in the 410. I see you over there in the 323. I see you on there on TikTok. 929, shout out to you. Shout out to the 323. Hold on, guys. Y'all going too fucking fast for me. Hold on. Shout out to my dog in Milwaukee. Shout out to my other dog in Texas. Shout out to Freelance Ronan in the 757. Z is in the 718. And that one from Boston, the Parker. Let's go to the Harbor. Shout out to the 410 T-Dog in the house. Shout out to Jazzy J, 306 in the house. Shout out to Carlos Garcia. We already got you in the 305. CT in the 845. Boxing in the 813. Cody in the 702. PG up in Kansas City, Missouri. Shout out to DE in the 954. Time, we want to give you a shout out. I see you in Los Angeles, big dog. Shout out to you. Ohio in the 937. Shout out to the 954. Shout out to 204, 205. Oh, man, let's get something else. Shit, man, come on. It's all about you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies and a symphony. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. I see 804s in the house. Will in the 416. T in the 512. We got E-Dog in the 612. We got TB in the 803. We got DG in the 315. DJ is holding it down in the 347. Drop top, can it take a hit with a trip? Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn your bitch a lip. Hit you from the backside, wide grass for a grip. Smack that ass three times and grab you on the hips. Transpose, I suppose, from your head down to your toes. Oh shit, girl, who knows? It could be a one-night stand and we can have it all. And what we do, we'll never leave these mirror walls. The instant birth, the world turned to another day. And I can tell you my physical serenade. I'ma put your name on the VIP, so just tell the front door who you came to see. I buy you a drink and we can talk about what could be, what might be, what should be and would be. Follow my lead and you can't go wrong. Bring that ass over here in a sexy thong. We got 619 in the house, W4 in the 256, S-Dog holding it down in the 561, Kid 420's holding it down in the 508. We got True, we got you in the 619. I-Dog's holding it down in the 713. We got Bernie. All right, we got you, man. I don't know where you at, man. We might as well do the Creed. Reggie got in the 606. Fuck it, let's do the Creed while we breaking this down. Everybody, what I want you to do, we're going to hit the Creed real quick. Everybody, we're going to hit the Creed coming from the DMV. Let's do the Creed, everybody. What I want all you guys to do is go into the dojo in your mind. And what I want you to do is follow me. I want you guys out here to repeat after me. This is your creed in the dojo. Let's get it. Let's get it. I'm the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself. I will not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build my mind up, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That is your job. And guess what? This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough, keep my attention and earn my respect. You get to meet the new me tomorrow. That is the creed. Okay. Appreciate all you guys. Y'all did it, man. 99, last one to go. Y'all get it, man. Y'all did it. Y'all thought I was going to leave y'all alone, man. Y'all are great men. Now I can get the fuck out of here. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all guys, and we will pop that up tonight or tomorrow. We will give you guys your credit because credit is due. We out.
Just like that, man, mindset.
All right, my guy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again, ayy. Just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Show's over. Show's over. All right. So all my dogs out there, let me shut this down.